I might have to disappoint some of you this morning because I won't be speaking on the first part of 1 Peter 4. Debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, detestable idolatry. Sorry about that if you were looking forward to that. What I want to concentrate on is the latter part of that reading, verses 8 to 10. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift they have received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. My first church as a student minister was in Northamptonshire. I had three tiny villages, very much like Westford: Weston, Helmdon and Woodend. I did quite a lot of visiting in the various communities because in small communities it was possible to get round and see people. And I met a guy who seemed to be interested, and I visited him a few times. Interestingly, he was also in touch with the Mormons. I'm not sure how he got in touch with them. On one occasion he said to me, "What I like about the Mormons is they look after each other, they care for each other, and they make sure no one's in need." I never did see him in church. He was looking for friendship, love, and support. This past year we've seen many, many people who felt isolated, alone, depressed, longing for contact with people, wanting care, love, someone to talk to. The Bible often emphasizes how unity and love and care reflect a person's commitment to Christ. In John 13, we read of Jesus is praying. And it's noteworthy that when Jesus transitions from praying for himself, in John 17, where we read about it, to praying for the disciples, to praying for all Christians, the first thing he refers to is unity. "I pray that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." So why is there this emphasis on love and care for one another in the Christian community? Why is it so important? Is it because it's nice, makes life so much more comfortable when we get along? Well, in 1 John 4:19 we read, "We love because he first loved us." Our love and care for one another is a reflection of how much God has loved each one of us. How is the world around us going to experience God's love? How will they know that God loves them and cares for them? It will be when the Christian community expresses that love and concern for them. Sir Keith Starmer, the Labour leader, recently said, "I don't believe in God, but I can see the power of faith and the way it brings people together." And Jesus' prayer for the unity of his followers was in order that the world might believe. Our unity and care and love for one another isn't in order that we have a feel-good factor. No, it's about mission, reaching out into a broken world which needs to experience God's love, care and forgiveness. How are folks going to know that God loves them? It will be by the love and care expressed by the Christian community. Take the example of the early church after Pentecost. We read these words in Acts chapter 2. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave everyone that had need. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Here are the key elements of church life: teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, prayer, sharing, caring, worship. But there's no mention there in that list of mission. And yet we read, the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. You know, I wish in all the churches I've been in, I could say every day we saw people being saved. Wouldn't that be exciting? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Why was it? Well, I believe in part it's because they saw something in that Christian community that was attractive, would appeal to them, that drew them in. Now, of course, I know the early church engaged in mission. Paul spent the whole of his life in missionary work. However, we read in Acts chapter 4 about the believers. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions were their own, but they shared everything they had. Then we read, with great power the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. It can't be a coincidence that the preaching was so powerful in drawing people to Christ and the life of the church. The two went together. I want to quote something to you that I read in the paper recently, and you can participate now in a response and tell me what you think this quote is about. This is what I read. It's a social space, a place for connections, for conversations, for serendipitous meetings, for finding respite from loneliness. A place too that often provides a sense of belonging and attachment. What do you think that's referring to?
Sounds like the church. Should be the church. Right?
Social media.
Sorry?
Social media. Facebook.
Pub.
The pub. The pub. The local pub. Wouldn't it be wonderful if it was about the church?
Yeah.
But that's what they're talking about. The pub. A place to go and find friendship and conversation. A social place. Makes you think, doesn't it? What did Peter say? Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift they have received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. How is God's grace going to be shown to the world in which we live? How will people know of God's wonderful, undeserving love for them? Peter tells us that it's by using our gifts to serve others. I believe that the church, where folks are using their gifts for the benefit of others and loving each other and showing care, will be a growing church. We're not a religious club simply concerned with those who are already members. We need to be aware of the community around us and find ways of serving it. Someone said this: inward-looking congregations squabble, shrivel, and often die. Outward-looking congregations focus on the needs around them, work together, become healthy, and usually grow. The Bible makes it quite clear that care for one another is a vital part of church life. And caring and mission go together. One young lady said this, they supported me without judging and they liked me. I didn't think people did like me before this point. And of course, much overseas mission work is done in the context of caring. Some years back when I was minister at Broxham Baptist Church, I went on a visit to Nepal to visit our BMS missionaries out there. I spent nearly a month there with them. The wife was a doctor, the husband was an engineer. The wife worked in a hospital and the husband worked in the water industry. They were Christians. They supported the local church, the Nepali church. They weren't leaders in the church. They didn't go on missionary journeys. They expressed their Christian faith through their care, providing practical care through the hospital, through providing clean water. And they were supported by the Baptist Missionary Society. They were missionaries, using their gifts for God's work. One writer said this, until the kingdom of God can be demonstrated in our relationships of love with one another, we have nothing to say with any credibility to an unbelieving and broken world. Love and care within the fellowship reaches out into a broken world that needs to see the love and care of God. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift they have received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Each one of us can use those gifts that God has given us, whatever they might be, to administer God's grace to a broken world. We're going to listen to a song based on scripture, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another.